I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. For Kenya's rural communities, the coronavirus couldn't have come at a worse time. A massive locust infestation poses an ongoing threat, and food supplies are dangerously low. Now with COVID-19 keeping everyone shut in their homes, people can't go to work or make money to buy what little food remains. Before the pandemic, Kenya Hope was teaching families how to make antibacterial hand soap. Kenya Hope's Joy Muller says it turned out to be a godsend.
So as soon as this started happening, we got those families making literally hundreds of gallons of this antibacterial soap that we could give out and also they could sell to support their families during this very meager time.
Kenya Hope has also been distributing audio Bibles to people who are clinging to God's Word. To support Kenya Hope, visit missionnews.org. And universities around the world are asking critical questions. What does education look like during the different phases of COVID-19? What should they do about the fall semester? Bethlehem Bible College in Palestine has some unique advantages and disadvantages. We spoke with the president of Bethlehem Bible College, Reverend Dr. Jack Serra. He says transitioning to online courses wasn't too difficult, but Bethlehem Bible College also relies on tourism, which has taken a big hit.
Over 30% of our income either is generated locally through these groups that visit us or buy at our gift shop or stay at our guest house. Because it does help us provide for us to support our staff and leaders and school and everything we do at the Bethlehem campus.
Please pray for wisdom and strength for Sarah and other BBC leaders. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. And Bibles for the World offers the free book, The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rachunga Padidi. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.